How are you?
I'm great, Jeff. How are you?
I'm great, too. We want to find out about the program, but first, how's your family? How are you? What's new?
Oh, my family's good. I lost my father a couple months ago, but overall, our family's great.
Yeah.
Enjoying the watching sports.
That was a big name in Yankton.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was, yep.
I hope he felt honored by all the things he contributed to the area, and you felt that as well.
I think he did, and I definitely did. Absolutely.
Toys for Kids. I always ask you about the history of this. I mean, how did you come to work in this, and what was it like before you were involved?
Well, I started by helping Pat and Jim Robinson probably 25 years ago. And then I think this is my sixth year as the coordinator. When Pat kind of retired, she asked if I would take it over, and I just agreed. And so I've been involved for a number of years.
You just signed a contract for life, by the way.
I don't know if you're aware of that. I just always say, as long as the community supports, I'll do my share.
I think I know the answer to this question, but with the economy, is it getting harder on Toys for Kids?
I think this year probably will be a little tougher. However, we have put the boxes out already in the stores, and much to our surprise, they've been pretty full already. So this is a little bit earlier than we've started in the past. So that's promising. But I do think, you know, between asking people to donate for food or asking people to donate a toy, of course, I want all children to eat. So if we have to skim things down, we will. And we'll just see what happens.
I did see a post a little while back. You were looking for something in need of something. Was it wrapping?
Yeah. So Pat always kind of hoarded wrapping paper. And this is the first year where we've actually gotten down to where we have very little. So I did put a post out asking for wrapping paper, gift bags, tissue paper. And the response has been overwhelming. I have a lot to begin with, and I'm very grateful for that. And we will just continue to ask for that in addition to, you know, gifts, toys.
Sometimes you just got to ask.
Yeah, it's amazing what happens.
Where did I see that? Do you have like a Toys for Kids Facebook page or?
No, I just have it on my personal page. It's public though, so anybody can see it. And then I think I shared it to like maybe Yankton Buzz or somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't snooping on you. No. I just happened. However you shared it, it popped into my feed. So
please snoop. Please snoop.
Remind us how the whole program works. I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory, getting toys to kids in need, but what do people need to know about it?
So United Way is the fiscal holder, and they also do all the admin back work. They collect the applications and give me all the names. And then from those applications, there's two separate programs. One's Adopt a Family and one's Toys for Kids. Adopt a Family kind of meets the needs of the family as a whole. Toys for Kids meets the needs of the children. We provide gifts from ages 0 to 18, as long as they're in school. And yeah, we get the names and we plea for gifts.
And Toys for Kids has probably some deadlines and distribution dates. What do we need to know about those?
So the application deadline has passed. So I just want to say that first and foremost, because a lot of times when I do things like this, people come out of the woodwork asking to get on the list. The application deadline has passed. So yeah, we will distribute all of the wrapped gifts on December 16th. So we will have boxes out at the stores through then. We store any gifts that we have left over to start the next year with. And so, yeah, we just ask that if people want to donate and they want to buy something specific, they can reach out to me. I can give them a specific kid per se. But otherwise, yeah, we distribute on the 16th. So we'll be wrapping for the next couple of weeks.
I bet you're good at that.
I'm good at picking out the gifts and putting them in boxes for other people to
wrap. Okay. Yeah. You mentioned stores. Can we mention what places people might see these boxes
in? Yeah. So you'll see boxes at Menards, Ace Hardware, Baumgars, Rexall, and then Walmart's will be out after Black Friday.
If people want to get involved in other ways, I mean, you can always buy a toy and put it in the box. What are some other ways that they can be a part of Toys for Kids?
Obviously, we always are taking financial contributions that can be made to United Way and just earmarked Toys for Kids. If they have leftover wrapping paper, if grandma passed away and was a wrapping paper hoarder, please contact me. I will take it off your hands. They can also contact me if there's a specific thing they want to buy.
It's fun to get people involved hands-on too, but sometimes just a check really can go the distance, right?
I think this year that will be probably our biggest need is just money to purchase things. We always get, you know, the Barbie toys and the cars. The things we don't often get are things for older kids, and those are the things that cost the most money.
So if somebody's listening and they want to get you some money, what's the best way to do that?
To get it to Jesse or Amanda at United Way, just tell them to earmark it Toys for Kids and they will make sure I get the funds.
That's pretty simple. Right here on Broadway at the Impact Center, Amanda Hansen or Jesse Bailey. Let me test you a little bit, like I do every year on what's popular with kids and toys. And are you keeping up with that?
Boy, you know, my son is 10, and so I've kind of lost. He's into gaming and everything electronic, so I've kind of lost what's important. But I'm seeing, of course, a lot of anime, a lot of superheroes, trucks.
K-pop demon hunters.
K-pop demon hunters.
My granddaughters at 4 have kept me well up to speed with Golden and all the things that I need to know about that. It's getting harder, though, isn't it?
It is getting harder.
Mr. Potato Head still popular?
Mr. Potato Head still popular. The, you know, like checkers, chess, Connect Four, Sorry, Game of Life. I mean, all those kind of old school games are always very popular. It's fun to see.
You know, with my grandkids, dolls and cars. I mean, they'll just never go out of style.
They don't. Yeah. They don't.
Anything else you want people to know or any pleas you want to send out to the listeners this morning?
No, I just want to kind of give a thanks to the unsung heroes of the community. You know, we get a lot of donations, and my name is kind of the face along with United Way, but there are so many kind businesses in town that just give without asking for anything in return. And I just encourage people, if you're out shopping, to give some of these local small businesses an opportunity. If you need a coffee, instead of going through the corporate chain, go to one of our local businesses, because that's who supports us the most.
Well, I'm glad you said that. I agree 100%. So you're kind of shoving off the accolades, but thank you for what you do. I so appreciate it, and I think it makes a huge difference.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you for always supporting us.